So I'm here with Cormac McColgan after Leif Padraig Ishkahin's winning the Junior A Championship. Cormac, it's the first time you've ever won it. It must feel brilliant.
Definitely. It's phenomenal, like, for the club, you know. Such a young team with us there, like, you know. It's nice to have a few veterans too, and with the experience, two Keaveneys and Cathal McColgan. Like, you have to give our credits to them boys too. They've stuck around through the years. They've been beaten twice, like. So I give a lot out to them boys. It's taught us a lot, like, of us young boys coming through, like. I think there's 8 or 9 of us starting in the senior team today, all playing on under 21s now coming soon, like, so that's good, like, it's just amazing, like, to see for the club coming on now.
Yeah, it bodes very well for the club too. I remember last year, I think they got to the B semi-final, wasn't it, the under 21s?
Yeah, we got to the B final and we got beat by Dunlow. Tough conditions up in the convoy that night. Now it's the fun with the 21s, it's wet, it's wintery, so it's with dog and games out, so it is really.
Yeah, but I suppose first of all, you'll be looking forward to an Ulster venture here, something that you've never had before.
Oh, 100%, definitely. Like, you know, like, it's nearly mad to think that we're going to be going on the Ulster, but you know what, like, we'll hold our heads high. We won confident, like, because one Cranagh a couple of years ago lost the final, like, and we know we've a good young team there, like, we're as fit as anybody. That's the one thing we have is young blood with plenty of fitness, so we'll give it our best shot today, definitely.
Just on the game there itself, I was chatting to Daniel. I mean, it was an absolutely immense start from yourselves, just so quickly out the blocks, and it never gave Cairn a chance, really.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know when you were a couple of games in the league, we started very slow. We left ourselves a lot of work, like, because we had to take good learnings from there, like, and I knew when I seen Big Lynch 5 yards of space in the square, I really wanted me that ball going straight on top of him.
Yeah, and then I suppose on the other hand of that, he's had to work hard defensively there too, but he's never given them an inch out there, really.
Oh, definitely. Like, the second half there, when they had the one, like, we knew we were going to have to defend harder than we attacked in the first half. Like, so we knew we were glad we made good use of it, because if we had a bad start, that game could have went anyway. Like, so it could have, definitely, but we came in at half time, we reset, we knew we were going to have to work harder and defend with them with that one. Like, and I know they did, to be fair to them, they kicked a couple of good scores. I think Anthony Bush kicked a few phenomenal scores there for them, like, to be fair to them, but it was just they had a lot to catch up to, so they say, like.
Yeah, and just there's lovely tribute at the end to Evan. Of course, it's been a tough month or so, or tough year, really, since losing them.
Definitely, like, you know, things that got there in the club can either drive you on or can either pull you down, and thankfully for us, we've seen the right end. It's sort of drove us on a wee bit, so it does.